Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge introduces incredible stories shared by women across the globe who have experienced the great heights of success and, at times, the agony of defeat. With a vision to impart wisdom and advice on how to tackle barriers and soar to new heights, the show uncovers different perspectives to help you find your inner strength and to power up your own voice so you can excel in life.
Welcome to Women Worldwide. I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. Let's talk about relationships. Do you ever wonder why some professionals are able to work more closely with the CEO of a company? What is it that they do to get the ear of the leadership team? Because not everybody gets to work with the C-level. Not just in my industry, but every industry. It comes down to relationship building skills and learning how to be a strategic partner. Well, my guest today is going to share insights on relationships. Her name is Jennifer Connolly, and she's the CEO of J. Connolly, an agency that is redefining communications. Jen has been working with CEOs for years. So she's here today. She's going to share advice on moving your relationships to the next level and what it takes to work with high-performance executives. Jen, it's a pleasure to have you on my show. Welcome.
Deirdre, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you, and thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime. So, you know, I know your background, and you have been working with CEOs and executives for years, and it's not easy. I know from my own professional experiences. So tell us, how do you approach relationship building with these high-powered, fast-paced professionals?
You know, I think the thing that I always remind myself is that they're people. And they're people just like me, just like you, just like everybody. And so where they're put on a pedestal and maybe treated differently, that's not essentially what they want by their trusted inner circle. So what they want and what they need in their trusted inner circle are people to work with them that are going to tell them the hard things, that are going to say things that they may not want to hear, that aren't always going to agree with them. So I think that that's been a very critical piece of my work with CEOs. You know, the other piece of that is having the intuition to try to figure them out. You know, every CEO is different. I mean, I work with so many different types of companies with so many different types of CEOs. My job, my team's job, is to really understand how that CEO works. You know, some CEOs don't look at their email. Their assistants are on their email. So me emailing them isn't helpful. If I need them, I know to text them, right? Because I need to reach them immediately and I need to be able to tell them something. So I think the having the good common sense to really figure out who your CEO is as a person, how they function, how they feel comfortable, when the appropriate time to talk with them about something is, right? Because if you put yourself in their shoes for a second, they're responsible for so much, right? I mean, imagine a CEO with three children at home, with 10,000 employees, running a public company. There's a lot of pressure on that person. So
yeah,
to
tremendous.
Really understand, tremendous pressure to succeed, to perform for shareholders, for their employees, for their families. So to really think about the pressure that that person is under and how you can help them fill a gap, fill a hole, make their life easier is absolutely critical in building the trust that you need to have with them in order to be able to work with them.
So as you're working with them, and I know that you are focusing on their communication, what they're saying, and of course what they're doing, what do you think are a couple of lessons maybe that you've learned from them that have helped you to grow in your own career?
You know, there's a couple of things that come to mind, actually. Balance is key for successful CEOs. So where you might have an IPO, a roadshow, a very heavy, intense time in the business where you're working 16-hour days, right, to find those 3 days where you can go off the grid a little bit and be grounded and do the things that are important to you. I've really learned that from a lot of the CEOs that I work with, right? So when it's work intense, it's very intense, but then they will take that time for themselves to get grounded and to reconnect and recharge their batteries. That's been critical for me, even as a young entrepreneur. I didn't do that for the first 6 years of my own career. And so as I grew in my role, that's something that I watched in amazement and with admiration and right. definitely started to incorporate into my own behavior. The other lesson that I've learned from really successful CEOs is to shed the toxicity around you. So really be steadfast in who you are spending your time with, both professionally and personally. Again, just watching these CEOs with complete and utter admiration for how they do the things that they do, that's something that has been very powerful for me. Surrounding yourself with people where there's mutual respect and professionalism and friendship and trust versus surrounding yourself with people that don't allow you to be your best self. That's something that has had a great impact on me.
And I think that's a hard lesson sometimes to learn. And it does take years of experience because professionals will come and go in our lives, and so will the people that we meet even personally. And there are times when you might want to let somebody in your inner circle to later find out that that's a big mistake. But in order to function at a high level, you would have to keep all of the negative. Anybody who doesn't have your back, anyone who's not going to support you, they can't be near you.
Absolutely. And I think it's funny, and I can laugh at myself a little here. I believe that this is a lesson we all learn the very hard way. It is very hard to make that decision or cut that cord. But when you're around people that the bottom line is you can't trust, or you're focused too much on the negative. You know, we always laugh in our agency. I mean, you know, what we do, communications, marketing, PR, it's always that rule, right? If you're spending more time on the clients or the people or the world around you that's negative, that's going to have a really bad impact, right? You want to spend the time around the people and the clients and your associates that are moving the needle forward, right? That are bringing change, that are embracing change, that are getting results, right? Not the ones who aren't. So, it's definitely a lesson that I think we've all learned the hard way, but one right. that, you know, I definitely has had an impact on me from working with successful CEOs.
Well, important to learn. Okay, so here's a little quiz for you. If you're working with a CEO and you feel that he or she is about to go down the wrong path with some kind of announcement, do you, A, tell them to stop and insist they do it your way, B, ask them to step back and hear the pros and cons and then come up with a better communication approach, C, just let them figure it out on their own, what do you think?
So
what would you do?
Can I make up a D that is not all of the above? My own D?
Sure.
My own D is this. It depends on the context, right? The time that we have to make these decisions about the communication that they need to send or distribute really determines whether I am forceful with my mm-hmm. recommendation, or whether I know, you know, again, in context and knowing my CEO, is this someone that I need to get on the phone for 2 minutes, explain my thinking, make sure that we're aligned. So for me, it's all about context and timing, right? If we have 4 minutes and 32 seconds to make a decision, and I know that this CEO trusts me, I may just say, look, this is a situation, here's how we need to handle this. Can I run? Right?
Right.
If I have more time to think or more time to work with the CEO and I know that he's going to go back and forth and waffle a little bit because he needs all of the facts before he can make the decision, then I'll take that time. So context for me is critical in this quiz or this answer. You know, it's going to depend. But I think one of the values that I hope that I bring to my clients is that I have earned that trust. So they know if I'm saying to them, I don't want your opinion right now. This is what I know that we need to do because I have all of these facts and I've assessed all of this. And if we go down this path, we're going to end up in trouble. Then I'll say it, you know, without hesitation. This is a context thing, for me. So I love that I just created my D answer, but that is my D answer.
I think that is excellent. And you know what? I have to laugh at your 4 minutes and 32 seconds, which makes me feel that your time frame is very slim when it comes to big decisions. I would say D as well. So good trick question with an excellent answer. I want to talk a little bit about some, you don't have to name any names or specific situations, but maybe just some of the challenges of working with C-level executives, what to keep your eye on so that you can tackle the issues.
You know, it's funny. When I think about that, I really think about the trust factor. Which is critical. And Deirdre, we both know this PR business inside and out. You know, from the world that I live in, if there's no trust, the challenges will just grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. But earning their trust is a challenge. These are people that are constantly being sold to. They're constantly being told certain things and then having to figure out, you know, what is the right move. They're constantly being pitched. They're constantly being, in some cases, sold a bill of goods, right?
Right.
So earning the trust is a really big challenge. Once you earn the trust, working to keep up with them is a challenge. They are on the move. Right? They don't have time to explain to you how they're thinking or why they're thinking or, you know, what they're saying means, right? They're expecting that the people that are working with them, that are close to them, are proactively thinking, that we are thinking about risk management, that they don't have to remind us to do that, right? So you ask, I mean, obviously no names, but when I'm working with these CEOs and we are working on different projects or different initiatives or different campaigns, I'm thinking, and my team is thinking about risk management. So we're proactively going to our clients and saying, look, I know we want to do this, but have we thought about XYZ? Because if we haven't thought about XYZ, then we need to put what we're doing on hold until we can address that. So thinking ahead, anticipating, thinking proactively about what the CEO is going to say. I mean, for me, this is, okay, you know, I know who I'm working with and I know the questions that they're going to ask me. So I answer them before they ask them. And so I think that, look, that is not an easy task to really be able to put yourself in someone's shoes, and that can become a challenge. And, you know, let's face it, I adore my clients and the CEOs that I work closely with, but they can be really difficult because they have 20 balls up in the air at any given time. So understanding that, right, not taking it personally. You know, I learned a long time ago, business is not personal. You know, and sometimes there is a personal friendship that develops, and there are some clients that are family to me, and I treasure those relationships more than I, you know, treasure some of my personal relationships. But at the end of the day, I have a job to do. I'm reporting into someone, and, you know, knowing that if there's a situation where, you know, it might not be the friendliest situation, that not taking it personally is such a critical piece to remember. You know, we're in it for the goal. We're in it for the outcome. We're in it together. And even though it might get a little hectic and it might not be, you know, the friendliest conversation ever, that there's nothing personal about that.
Right. And if you're in our business and you are going to take it personally, then you're in the wrong business. There's something that you said, right? About, you know, you mentioned CEOs expect the team to kind of be ahead and thinking and proactive. And, you know, the way that you said how your team will bring things to the table and you're always focused on risk management, that right there is the key to building the trust that you discussed, because we can't sit back on our laurels because things are happening every day, and the wise CEO can certainly tell the difference between the team and the professionals who can bring it to the table and be there and have his or her back. So I would think that is a part of your success in building the trust.
1,000%. I absolutely agree. Absolutely.
Oh, good stuff, Jen. I've been chatting with my special guest, Jen Connolly, CEO of J. Connolly. And in the next segment, Jen's going to share her tips on managing stress, feeling confident, and creating stronger relationships in your career and your life. I also just want to take a moment to let you know that this episode of Women Worldwide is brought to you by PrepDish. Think about it. If your meals consist of takeout and frozen pizza every week, then you really should check out PrepDish, which is a healthy subscription-based meal planning service. So when you're really busy during the week, PrepDish makes your meal planning easier. Here's how it works. Every week, you would receive an email that contains a grocery list and instructions for prepping your meals ahead of time. And it only takes 2 hours of meal prep. It's one day per week, and then you have meals ready for the rest of the week. And if you're really on the go, then you can take advantage of the 1 hour of prep meal plan. This is super time saver, and you also get some great meal options like pecan crusted salmon with roasted sweet potatoes and asparagus, and the turkey and zucchini lasagna also sound really good. Just so you know, PrepDish is offering Women Worldwide listeners a special rate. Yes, it's only $4 for the first month. So that breaks down to $1 per weekly meal plan. And they also specialize in gluten-free, dairy-free, and paleo meals if you're interested. So now you can check out prepdish.com/worldwide and get started today.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Segment 2 is coming right up.
Creating brand loyalty requires a unique blend of strategic communications and innovative technology. Pure Performance Communications works with businesses to move their audiences from interest to action, giving you a roadmap that fosters deeper engagement and forges stronger relationships along the way. Visit us at pureperformancecom.com. Thank you.
Now, back to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge.
I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. Welcome back to the show. Jen Connolly, CEO of J. Connolly, and I were just chatting about relationships with C-level executives and some of the challenges that go along with the territory. So, Jen, let's switch gears a little bit. You're a mom and a business owner on the go. Let's talk a little bit about the importance of networking and how you find the time to get out there and actually build relationships.
You know, it's so funny. When I think about it, I actually sit back and wonder how I find the time. But I guess the truth is that it's really just part of who I am. So finding the time for me to do anything really comes down to the balance piece that we talked about before. You know, if I'm going to be out two nights a week at a dinner or an event and making sure that I'm home two nights during the week to have dinner with my kids. But when I think about networking, I'm really in network mode all the time. I mean, I didn't get into PR. Actually, it's funny. I did get into PR by accident. it was one of those things that someone told me when I was in college, you'd actually be really good in PR. Why don't you go get an internship? But networking is just part of my life. So when I'm in Starbucks. I mean, this actually happened a few weeks ago. I was in a Starbucks with my daughter, and I started talking to somebody who is actually a chief marketing officer, and we knew a lot of the same people. And so to me, that's networking. That's just as effective networking as it would be if I was at an event that was planned and organized. So I think networking is really just part of my life and part of what I do. So it feels almost natural, if you will. So where I absolutely believe in balance when it comes to planning events that I'm going to attend and making sure that I do those things, it's also just part of my DNA. So that helps me a lot with really finding the time, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the best case scenario, because if you are so busy, making networking anywhere and everywhere you go, and that way your family is with you, just the Starbucks example that you gave, you just never know who you're going to meet where and what kind of relationship that's going to turn into. So, you know,
absolutely.
You mentioned... Yeah, the networking is a part of the business as well. And I know I was once an agency owner, so the stress of the agency life that you have, there's pressures as a CEO, right, as well as what you're doing with your clients. How do you handle all of the stress? So I call them stress busters. What are your stress busters?
Well, so I have a few. You know, I exercise every day, and I make it my business to give myself, even if it's 30 minutes on the treadmill or 30 minutes with my trainer, I do exercise because it makes me feel better. It makes me handle and just deal with what's going to come at me during the day, because you know as well as I do, being in PR, being in communications marketing, you could have your whole day planned out where you look at your calendar and you say, oh no, where am I going to find the time to go get a cup of coffee? Your day can change on a dime. So for me, the exercising really helps me to stay focused and centered. And I think people find something that does that for them, but that certainly has helped me. You know, the other piece of it is that I believe in civilized versus uncivilized. I think, unfortunately, PR has gotten the bad rap of being an uncivilized business, which I completely disagree with. I've run our business and our agency and my own life in a very civilized manner, which helps really manage the stress. You know, I always laugh when I see these rankings come out and PR is kind of at the top of the list of the most stressful jobs. And I chuckle because I
right.
think to myself, why? Right? What are we?
It doesn't have to be that way.
Are we pulling people out of homes? Are people getting hurt on our watch? I mean, physically hurt, emotionally hurt, right? So I believe in a civilized business practice. So, yes, are we sometimes 24/7 on the go dealing with a crisis, managing reputation, fixing a problem, launching a product or service? Absolutely. But if you have a plan and a team and people are working together and people like each other and there's a good culture, that stress piece dissipates. So, yes, there are times that sometimes I don't come up for air. But during that time, I'm laughing, I'm working with my colleagues, I'm gut checking, I'm thinking about things that I'm sharing with them, and they're doing the same back to me. And so where, yes, the event can be stressful, the process and the relationships that I have with my team and with our clients, I don't go to that place of stress. You know, there are so many other jobs that I think are so much more stressful than our world and our work could ever be. I mean, look, I think the stress comes from wanting to win, right? Wanting to get the result that your client wants, wanting to fix a problem. You know, my life is about fixing problems. And when you're fixing problems, stress is a part of that. So again, for me, the exercise really helps. Being a realist really helps. And operating in a civilized manner versus an uncivilized manner where you're, you know, running around reckless, freaking out, right? I mean, that is not good. You know,
no, not good at all.
Our role, my role, is to be the voice of calm.
Right, calm
so
and reason.
I'm not calm, right, calm and reason. So if I'm not calm, how is our client going to be calm? How are we going to calm the situation? So I look at that. I mean, if you ask me to list the top 10 most stressful jobs, you know, PR would I don't think come in on the top 10. I haven't done that, so maybe it would be number 10, but, you know, I doubt it.
Well, the two words that you said, focused and centered, if you are focused and centered and your team is, then certainly civilized you will be and not uncivilized. And I agree 100%. It doesn't have to be uncivilized. What about feeling confident? At the end of the day, what makes you feel confident? What are your confidence boosters?
You know, I think one of the key characteristics of anyone in PR is that we're all people pleasers. We want to make people happy. We want to fix problems. And so when I feel confident, when I really think about that, it's when I've done something pretty remarkable for an associate at our company, for a client, for a friend, for my family, right? When I've done something that actually has an impact on someone's life, that gives me confidence in myself. And so being able to sit back and say, and I've done this and I've assessed my personality and what makes me thrive and where I get validation, you know, it's really being self-aware, right? Everyone gets validated through different things. For me, you know, when I am confident when I know that I have done a fantastic job, that I've solved the problem, I've fixed a crisis, I've really had an impact on someone's life, that gives me confidence.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's definitely a great confidence booster. With everything that you're doing and what we've talked about, do you ever just go completely offline? I mean, it's even though you're focused and you're centered and you're facing the communications challenges and you're getting a lot of wins, do you ever just feel like I got to turn it off? And how do you deal with that?
Let me think about this for a second. The absolutely honest answer is no, I don't. Right. I live in a world where being hyper-connected is part of the job. And I've accepted that as a choice that I've made. You know, things happen in real time on demand. And so does that mean that I ignore my family and they're not the center of my universe? Absolutely not. But what it does mean is I need to check in. And so I'm okay with that. You know, that's part of the world we live in today. And it's part of my life and my work. And so I've accepted it. What I have learned to do is to manage around it. So for example, I leave for spring break with my children on Sunday, and I'm going to work remotely, and I'm going to balance work with giving them a fantastic vacation. And that's okay. I can do that. So no, I cannot say that I can recall a time where I've completely gone off the grid, but it's just part of the work that I do and part of my responsibility. So it's again, I go back to that balance.
Well, I admire that answer because that is honest. I think, yeah, I mean, I think that some people feel compelled to say, oh, yeah, no, I turn it off, I go offline, but they really don't. So that was a good, honest answer. You're welcome. What advice would you maybe give to listeners, going back to our initial discussion over the whole relationships and creating strong relationships and growing in their career? What's your best tips?
I have a few. Number one, be a good listener. You know, you learn more when you listen. Everybody likes to talk. But if you listen, you're really going to learn a lot about the person that's sitting in front of you. Listen to what they have to say. Don't feel the need to validate your presence or yourself by talking. Be a listener. Take the time for the face-to-face meetings. The phone is wonderful. Skype, FaceTime, phenomenal. but that does not replace sitting down face to face, having a meal with someone, getting to know them as a person, right? Because again, I go back to talking about anyone that you're working with is a person. They're people. They're real people. So if you can get that face to face time, nothing will replace it. In fact, it's the one thing in my business in 13 years of doing this since I started my company. It's the only thing that hasn't changed is the power and the trust that comes from having a real relationship with someone. You know, and the last thing I would say is be a giver, not a taker. You know, people, it is our responsibility from my perspective to give back to your community, to give back to your family and your friends. And so if you know, the people in your life really feel from you that you want to give, not just take, right? This is a two-way street. I think a lot of people feel today that people want something. They want to take something. You know, and I've always believed, and, you know, I thank my dad for this, but my dad taught me at a very young age, you know, what I care most about is that you become a giver and not a taker. You know, you are responsible for many things, and you always will be responsible for many things in your life, but you need to give to people. You need to give back. You need to give to your community. You need to give to your family and your friends and your professional life. And so I really think that that has helped me as a person, both professionally and personally, have much better and closer relationships.
Excellent. Great advice, Jen. Where can my listeners find out more about you and Jay Connolly?
Well, we certainly have a website that I would love for people to go to. We actually just went through a rebrand that we did ourselves, so we're really proud of it. And that's jayconnolly.com. And again, I think more importantly, call me. If they need to call me or anyone has a question, I'm happy to take that phone call and build a relationship with them. So always available, always here, and happy to take any call. My contact information is on our website, jayconnolly.com.
Excellent. Jen, thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing great advice on how to work with executives and creating stronger relationships. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Deirdre, for having me. It's a pleasure.
You're welcome. I also want to thank PrepDish for their special offer, which you can check out at prepdish.com/worldwide. And all of you for tuning in. Until we meet again for our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge, brought to you by Pure Performance Communications on the socialnetworkstation.com. You can reach Pure Performance at www.pureperformancecom.com. Women Worldwide is produced by SNI, and the opinions of the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of Social Network Intermedia, LLC, or the Social Network Station.